This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, July 16th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump's America First VP pick. Bozeman and GT discuss Vance, and EPA lays out pesticide analysis plan. Vance pick solidifies populist GOP shift. Former President Trump's pick of Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate makes it clear the GOP ticket will be running on an America First agenda this fall. It's a new generation of the conservative populism of Donald Trump, and that has served America's farmers very, very well. Jeff Kaufman, the Iowa Republican Party chairman and a seventh-generation livestock producer, said of Vance in an interview with AgriPulse. Vance, a proponent of tariffs and protecting U.S. industries, has only been in the Senate since January 2023 and has very little record on agriculture issues. But he has strongly defended the use of tariffs in trade policy. In an interview with CBS News in May, he said, quote, I certainly agree that we need to apply some broad-based tariffs, especially on goods coming from China and not just solar panels and EV stuff. What you end up doing is you end up making more stuff in America, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, and in Michigan. Trump is proposing an across-the-board tariff on all imported products. Now take note. It's not just trade policy where Vance is sympathetic to worker concerns. During an interview with the New York Times columnist Ross Douthat, Vance recounted listening to corporate executive in 2018 complain that slowing immigration rates had forced his company to pay U.S. workers higher wages. The fact that this guy saw me as sympathetic to his problem and not the problem of the workers made me realize that I'm on a train that has its own momentum and I have to get off this train or I'm going to wake up in 10 years and really hate everything that I've become. On ag policy, Dwayne Statler, an Ohio hog producer who's attending the RNC this week, has been getting Vance up to speed on his industry's issues. Statler, who is president-elect of the National Pork Producers Council, told AgriPulse's Rebecca Alvey that he has advised Vance on Proposition 12, the California initiative that regulates sow housing for pork sold in the state. Once he gets into the groove, he's been a strong supporter of our industry, Statler said of Vance. Thompson and Bozeman praise Vance pick. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania and the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, both praised Vance in separate interviews on the convention floor yesterday. He understands rural America, Thompson said of Vance, citing the senator's best-selling book, Hillbilly Elegy. While Vance has little record on farm policy, Thompson noted, he's obviously from an agriculture state, and that's important. Bozeman suggested a Trump-Vance administration would help pass a farm bill that increases commodity price supports. I think that President Trump understands how important rural America is, and they've been solidly behind him. So I hope that we get a farm bill done before the end of this year. On the other hand, if it does push into next year, I think that JD will help in actually getting our farm bill policy up from 2018 policy to current day, Bozeman said, referring to the 2018 farm bill. Bozeman also noted Vance roots in Ohio, a very big ag state. Bozeman went on, I will sit down at the very near future and talk to him specifically about some of the ag policy that we're trying to get done. On tap for today, illegal immigration gets top billing again today when the theme of the RNC is Make America Safe once again. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Chemical-specific analysis to be conducted on pesticide spray exposures. EPA says it will conduct chemical-specific analysis of pesticides to determine if the potential for people to be exposed during and after spraying. The requirements will apply to new pesticide registrations and when registrants seek to add new uses to their existing approvals. In addition, when possible, EPA says it will perform the analyses for pending registrations. The agency says that by, quote, assessing the amount of pesticide that drifts beyond its intended target, EPA can come up with ways to protect neighbors or other people nearby, such as farm workers, from exposure. This change also is consistent with the agency's commitment to address environmental justice and concerns from pesticide use in and around farm communities and to comply with the Endangered Species Act, where EPA is working to improve how it evaluates risk to and protects endangered species, EPA's Office of Pesticide Program says. Avian flu cases confirmed in Colorado poultry workers. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is reporting 5 cases of avian influenza in workers who responded to an outbreak at a commercial egg layer operation. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed 4 of the cases. The workers were culling poultry at a farm in northeast Colorado and exhibited mild symptoms, including pink eye and common respiratory infection symptoms, the department says. None had to go to the hospital. State epidemiologists suspect the infections came from working directly with infected poultry. 4 people who work with dairy cows have been infected so far this year, including 1 in Colorado. Before that, the only person in the U.S. known to have gotten bird flu was a poultry worker in Colorado in 2022. USDA awards farm-to-school grants. USDA is awarding $14.3 million in grants to increase access to local foods and school meals and summer federal feeding programs. The awards, part of the Patrick Leahy Farm-to-School grants, are going to 154 projects in 43 states, the District of Columbia, Guam, and Puerto Rico. 3 agricultural producers are among this year's grantees. These funds will help child nutrition program operators, include local foods into meals served through the National School Lunch Program, the Child and Adult Care Food Program, and SUN programs. It also provides educational opportunities for children to learn about agriculture through hands-on experience like planting and harvesting fruits, vegetables, and herbs. When schools have access to fresh local food options with homegrown flavor, they can serve delicious, healthy dishes that kids are excited to eat while also supporting the local economy, that Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in a statement. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, July 16th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.